K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, back for another edition, once again, of the PPPD edition of this podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. This is, once again, another postcast edition this week. And you notice saying, all things bigger in Texas? Well, K-State men's basketball dropped a big one on 6th-ranked Texas last night. Oh man, and this is what, I did not watch the game last night. I did keep track of it. Fortunately I was at the Flint Hills marathon of basketball games there, and doing the varsity boys game there, where the boys getting blown out by Veritas last night in that game. Meanwhile, K-State just took 6th-ranked Texas to town last night on a night that none of us, let's just say, none of us expected. You know, we thought, hey, you know, we can just hang around, compete with Texas, or just get by. Or, you know, just try to hang around these teams, beat Baylor, or try to stay within the striking range against, of course, Jerome Tang's former team, which is next on the list on Saturday afternoon. But, man, wow, an incredible performance by the offense of K-State, and which turned out to be a record-setting night for Jerome Tang's squad there. Took down 6th-ranked Texas, upset city. This is the second straight upset of the week. You got to go back to last weekend where K-State upset West Virginia, who was ranked 24th at home in Bramlage. And K-State did this in front of a sold-out, on the road, Moody Center, in front of some 10,700 plus there at that arena. And K-State tied a Big 12 record for the most points scored in a conference game. And then, of course, Baylor did this, but they did the same thing, but they did this several years ago back in 2008 as well. K-State getting to 116 points last night to derail Texas, 116 to 103 in this game. And in that number, 116, eclipsed by the previous mark of 115, which was first set against Delaware State for K-State men's basketball all the way back to December 1991. And they did it again 3 years later against Fresno State in a postseason NIT there as well. Oh my goodness. And according to ESPN, and this was tweeted in several spots when I was really catching up on the game, and I only kept up with the second half at the same time as calling the boys varsity game last night. So I was keeping somewhat of a tab on this. K-State's 116 points last night marked the most ever by an unranked team in a win over a top 10 opponent since Missouri did it in 1988 over Iowa State, when they put up 119 points. My goodness, when Jerome Tang took over. Again, I've said this on multiple counts on this podcast. You think changing the culture, not only that, but, you know, look, just take it away the defensive side of the ball, because Texas, they did score 100 points, but K-State, the last several years under Bruce Weber, we can't even score the basketball. We're struggling to get 30 or 25 for half of these games, right? Especially last year, right? You're struggling to even crack 20 in some of these games. And here, K-State, you know, I know my co-host Alex Aiden said, you know, they're going to be offensively challenged. Well, they weren't offensively challenged last night in a conference that is challenging itself in the Big 12. That every night's a battle. You got to be on your A game every single night, where K-State has been on its game here. Maybe for the exception, if you go back to the West Virginia game, the first half, where they're just plain sloppy. They jumped all over Texas, and they kept the foot on the gas. Even when Texas went on those runs, especially when it got really close, what, 96-88, with some three and a half minutes and change to go in this basketball game. And K-State had every answer in this basketball game. Incredible. Just incredible all around. And yes, college basketball, the NCAA college basketball, y'all better take some notice, man. K-State just beat two top 25 opponents. One of them was ranked 24th. The other, a top 10 opponent. And, hey, if K-State goes on and takes care of Baylor on Saturday afternoon, rank them. It's just that simple. It's ranked them. These are quality top-tier wins for K-State and Jerome Tate. This is going to go, like I talked about, the women's game upset over number 4-ranked Iowa. This is going to go a long way for K-State to get them to where they want to be, and that is the big dance, of course, and the two-headed monster that is forming fast here in Manhattan, talking about Marquise Noel. My goodness, this dude is leaps and bounds way better than he was a year ago when he first came on the scene here in Manhattan under Bruce Weber. Bruce Weber was in his final year last year, right? This dude put up 36 points last night, 9 assists, 3 rebounds, 9 of 15 shooting from the field, 6 threes from downtown. Marquise Noel is something. I tell you right now, Marquise also go back to what he did in the second half of that West Virginia game a few days ago. 21, it was 23 points in the second half of the game. This guy is on another level right now. There's just no ways around it. Better than he was last year. And his coaching staff challenged Marquise Noel. Jerome Tang has challenged Marquise to be better. And he still has random plays every now and then, but this dude has really straightened out to be one of those top point guards in the business in the Big 12 right now. And, of course, candidate for Player of the Year, hell yeah, Keontae Johnson. I'm talking about hell yeah. Keontae Johnson added 28 points, 9 rebounds. He had also dished out 5 assists as well in this game. Keontae Johnson, huge down the stretch when K-State needed a bucket. Dial up Keontae. He'll have it right there for you as well. Man, this is quickly becoming a 1-2 punch that the rest of the Big 12 teams are going to have to solve. They're going to have to solve the riddle of Noel and Keontae Johnson. Of course, Naquan Tomlin had quite a bit of foul trouble in this game. And then, of note, I failed to mention this on the last postcast of men's basketball, but Jerome Tang and crew have been without the services of David Gasson. For I don't know the reasons why right now, and Gasson missed his second straight game last night. They did this without him, and we know what he did a few games ago. Put up what was perfect from the field. He put up 20 plus points at home as well. So that's a score you're definitely missing that. But hey, when you have Bebe putting up another double-digit night when he put up 14 against West Virginia. Last night, he put up 10, 4 rebounds last night. Naquan Tomlin, boy, he had a dance around foul trouble. 11 points last night on 2 rebounds, 2 assists on the night. But the bench, Desi Steeles came through again last night. 8 points, Tyke Green in only 5 minutes of action, only 2 points. Ishma Shud, 20 minutes of action. But from what I've heard from last night on the post-game pod, not pod, I should say, post-game broadcast on the radio with Stan Weber and Wyatt Thompson, he was big according to those guys. Of course, you believe him, right? So absolutely incredible performance by the two-headed, spearheaded monster of Marquise Noel and Keontae Johnson. Wow, incredible. 116 points. That's NBA territory to 103 over the 6th-ranked Texas Longhorns. Boy, we put a big-ass beat down on the Longhorns. And from what I've gotten from a couple of my coworkers and several other friends that, hey, Eddie, we finally got a basketball team that can compete. Absolutely agree, K-State Nation. Absolutely agree with you, K-State Nation, on that. We got a squad now, and the next, I'm not going to look too fast because we got to get by Baylor on Saturday. Obviously, your next home game is going to be Oklahoma State, and already, hey, yeah, I'm going to be on that same bandwagon as well. Pack the damn stadium next week. Pat Bramlage next week. This team is putting on some kind of show. You don't know what you're going to get every night. You better get your popcorn ready because they're on SportsCenter, Marquise Noel, a highlight dunks to Naquan Tomlin. You got Keontae Johnson doing a damn thing. Kasan, when he's here, hopefully he'll be back soon with us. And some more. By the way, we're forgetting Cam Carter. Cam Carter had himself a career-high night as well. I mentioned Baby already. Man, I forgot about Cam Carter out of all this. 17 last night, a career-high to this point for Cam Carter. Cam Carter, we all remember, had no points against West Virginia. I said it on that postcast that you need something from Cam Carter, Alex's guy. My co-host, Alex Aiden's guy, Cam Carter. You need more from Cam Carter, hella more. You can't go into every Big 12 game expecting to score no points and to win basketball games. And here, responded big time with 17 points in the game. So this is how you get it done. This is how you get it done for sure. Let's see. The Wildcats in this game, 61% from the field, 56% from downtown in this game here. Let's see. I am going to pick out Jerome Tang's quote of the night on the offensive side of the ball. Jerome Tang's words, quote, "Yeah, I mean, you know, they play really fast, right? And they push it at you. And there is the old saying that a pressing team doesn't like to be pressed. Well, a team that plays downhill normally doesn't like to have it done to them. And so our whole plan was, let's play with pace. They want to play with pace. We want to play pace with pace." Excuse me, too many P's. "And I thought at several positions we were quicker than they were going in. And so I thought it showed out there tonight," end quote there as well. And I also found that fascinating as well, what Stan Weber was talking about in that post-game last night on 105 K-Rock, the station, radio station here in town that puts on the basketball games and football games for that matter. You know, they wanted to match fire with fire and try to take advantage of Texas and their strengths. Well, they did that strength on strength, and they also mentioned weaknesses as well. And going strength on strength, that this is Golden State Warrior territory here. You better make sure you're doing it right. And boy, that's an aggressive game plan, and the coaches know what they're talking about. I don't, but the coaches sure hell know what they're talking about, because K-State, you don't see this team over the past, what, decade or so. The men's basketball team, in particularly, relies on defensive rebounding. We saw that again last night, too, but in the past decade, where it's under Bruce, the past decade it was under Bruce, because he coached here for 10 damn years. Can't believe it was that long. Frank Martin, when I came here to K-State, they focused on rebounding and defense. You don't think about K-State being an offensive team. Juggernaut, right? But I think last night might have changed a little bit of that script a little bit there. Going toe-to-toe with Texas, who loves to go up and down the court. And they made Texas pay big time by putting a record night there. 116 points. Have never seen them, never, since I arrived here in Manhattan, Kansas, seeing K-State men's basketball achieve 100 points in a college basketball game. Incredible performance last night. And by the way, K-State moves to 2-0 in conference play, more importantly, and now move their record best start to 13-1. And I believe, as Stan Weber also said last night, this is the best start going all the way back to 2014. Right now, K-State men's basketball is on rails right now, K-State Nation. You guys better show up to Bramlage next week when they come back home to host Oklahoma State. But they got to take care of business on Saturday afternoon when they take on Baylor. Jerome Tang's former teammates. That's going to be so much fun now in the game there. 19th-ranked Baylor next on the list for K-State on Saturday afternoon at 5 Central Time, not 4, there as well. So Baylor 10-3 overall. Scott Drew 0-1 at the moment in Big 12 play right there. Wow, what a night for K-State men's basketball. And the momentum continues to rise. The stock's rising for sure in the college football nation. All these analysts better take notice of this K-State basketball team. The Pro Parcher Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it for this postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast. If you love what you're hearing, please subscribe to the podcast. It's early in 2023, and momentum is starting to build for this K-State men's basketball team. We appreciate your support following us, the podcast, the part of the K-State podcast family of shows, whether that's the Power Cat podcast, obviously, with the fellas that cover, follow the team more closely than we do. So definitely make sure you add this podcast to your collection of podcasts out there. But we will definitely be keeping an eye on this men's basketball team moving forward. And, of course, I'm recording this here before the women's game gets started here. The K-State women's team basketball team needs a bounce-back game after getting blown out by Texas on the women's side. But we took care of that on the men's side there. 116 points against 6th-ranked upset win on Texas.